Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and today I wanted to take you behind the scenes to the Bitcoin Conference 2024 and share a few conversations I had with people who have shared on this show in the past. Up first is going to be Jorge Cruz from Chirito Cafe. I'm going to drop you into my conversation with him right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with a Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. I just bought some coffee myself, but Jorge, how's it been the last few days talking with people, selling your coffee?
Hey, thank you. First and foremost, I want to thank you for the time. And I think it's fantastic. I mean, we've been meeting lots of people that are new to Bitcoin. They come here to explore and pick everybody's brain. For us, coming from El Salvador, we're humbled because I think we're one of the booths that have received the most audience. Everybody's coming. They want to come to explore El Salvador. They're interested to ask questions about moving also. So it's great. I mean, we feel like we're supporting from our end. Tourism to foster it, and as of course on the Bitcoin standard.
So one thing we didn't get a chance to talk about on the podcast a couple of weeks ago is your Expresso app, wallet, whatever you like to call it. So would you mind just, like, you don't have to show us everything, but just kind of briefly explain that element, because I think it's an interesting part of what you're doing as well.
Well, yeah, the Expresso Pay tool is built in El Salvador. The concept goes back many, many years, because I've always been as a producer of high-end premium coffees. We want the traceability in a transparent manner to be illustrated. So whenever I travel and I see fair trade coffee, direct trade coffee, what does that really mean? So that's where Bitcoin, with the technology, can solve many of those timestamps. So as a farmer, now we're getting involved in technology in El Salvador with my partner Christian. We're working on Expresso Pay tool. Expresso Pay tool also allows people to get orange pill in developed markets like in the U.S. by another industries, restaurants, hotels, everything that has a value chain. So the merchant can just open up the tool, and the internet's kind of slow here, but it's going to prompt them to the Expresso Pay. They add their credentials. In my case, in my coffee shop is Chirito. So the UI right now, it's not a beta test yet. It's just a concept. When you open here, you're able to get the generated QR. And we have NFC enablement that allows people to also pay with a card. Then we have an algorithm for royalty payments. So the moment you pay, split payments are distributed to the farmers whose coffee that is. And here, as you can see, we have 4 different producers who are going to all be getting a cut of the transaction. On the other side, in developed market, the merchant can be able to program to put the tips for his staff, and all he has to do is put their, whether it's a strike, anything that has lightning capabilities, so the waiters can be also getting, at that moment, received some of those tips from the cup of coffee, whether it's a cappuccino or even a whiskey or whatever bartender. And we're working also built in El Salvador to add value-added services such as a retail management system, something that people can activate for, let's say, $4.99. Want to have like a inventory management, so small and medium-sized merchants can access it all in one place, shop. So I think it's fantastic because it's built in El Salvador, and that's what makes us proud.
Yep. That's the benefit of the Lightning Network. Immediately people can receive value for what they've created. As soon as someone sells some coffee, they're getting sats in their wallet. It's amazing.
So yeah, you can look up Expresso Pay. There's some videos on Twitter. Last year we were at Lugano Plan B Forum, where we showcase this. People were purchasing the bags just like you did. At that moment, in El Salvador, they were getting sats, like 8-hour difference. But at that moment, they're getting sats. You cannot do that with American Express Visa, MasterCard, you can only do it with Bitcoin. So.
And Espresso is spelled X-presso. So we know it's not E-X-P-R-E-S-S-O. We know it's Espresso, but it's X-presso, the app.
So you have the Espresso fame.
All right, so Jorge, last question. What is something over the last few days that was unexpected that has been really valuable to you? Just something that you hadn't expected, a connection, a realization, a concept has been very valuable to you?
Well, valuable to me and the industry in general. Like that, like I mentioned, for me, everything's about transparency. Many people are getting into the coffee business lately, and there's no proof of work. For me, it's important, the time, the energy, and it's the hardship that one goes through. And I'm very thankful that recently our partners here at Compass Coffee, I have to thank them because they were able to buy a large volume. It's not the same buying a retail bag versus buying large volume from a container for your roastery in the U.S. Now they're able to say, yes, this coffee is from El Salvador, and we're going to pay. And I asked them if we can do that on-chain transaction so we can have that register on the block. So that was one of the surprises I had, because people are on the consumer side. They're beginning to kind of get the lead by example.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think it's important, because then other people that are really getting into the coffee business can begin to see the importance about this.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're here with Joe Wood from Satoshi Pacioli Accounting. Listeners will have heard him a couple times on the podcast if they've been listening for a while. Wanted to get his thoughts and reflections on the conference. So, Joe, you've been doing a few things besides just being at the Bitcoin conference. There's satellite events, things like that. What's been good so far? And also kind of what are the conversations you've been having with clients and potential clients?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. It's been a great week so far. Definitely the most involved Bitcoin conference I've been to. It's been a full week. On Wednesday, we had the Unconference, which was put on by me, Premier Bitcoin, and Bitcoin Veterans, 150-person event, which is really nice, and it's smaller. You can kind of get in and really talk to people that you want to. This is my first day at the actual Bitcoin conference. I'm looking forward to seeing, the mass of 20,000 people, but it's a lot harder to find the people that you want to talk to there, right? But it's great for networking, great for meeting people that you've talked to online, and now you get to meet them in person, right? And then also just connecting with new people that you didn't know we're in the space, and now like you can connect with them, and there'll be probably 20 follow-up meetings next week of like, hey, we gotta talk for 5 minutes, and now let's actually dive in and see how we can work together more fully.
So one thing people have said is that the group here is different than in previous years. I don't know how many Bitcoin conferences you've been to before, but I'm curious to know like what the conversations are connected to business owners who need accounting help. How have those changed? What's it been like this year compared to like either previous conferences or just, previous years with Satoshi Pacioli?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this is my third big Bitcoin conference. I was at the last two in Miami. I think the biggest difference for us is people kind of know our name out there more so. And so a lot of times in previous years, it was, hey, you do Bitcoin, I do crypto, like tax, I need some support, which we can certainly do. But our main focus is on Bitcoin, accounting, tax services. And so people broadly know that now. And I do think there's a movement more towards the Bitcoin as a money side of thing. And so I'm sure there's plenty of that other stuff out there as well this week, especially with 20,000 people. You're not going to get all your hardcore Bitcoiners. Yeah. But I think we're moving in that direction.
And last question here. What is the most unexpected takeaway from this week so far? Something that like you picked up, you learned, or just like some sort of meeting that you hadn't expected. Yeah. This materialized because of what all's happening here right now.
Yeah, I think the amount of people that are really excited about collaborating and working together. I think the optimism is something we haven't necessarily had in the past. Certainly prices up helps that, but it doesn't really feel like it's a price thing. It really feels like hey, I'm all in the industry. I feel good about it. I know where we're headed. And like, how can I collaborate with people to get there?
If you are hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop HODLing and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era.
We're here with Mike Jarmuz, who is the founder of Lightning Ventures.
Let's go, baby.
As well as a new project. Mike, tell us about it.
So this is being announced today on the Nakamoto stage at 11:30. This is Thunder Funder. Woo! That's right. A regulation crowdfunding portal dedicated to supporting open source and Bitcoin startups, built by plebs for the plebs. So anyone can invest, right? So you can join for free. We're going to build a community, hackathons, tournaments, accelerators, networking, jobs, employment, etc., right? You join our community and all these companies that we know and love: Strike, Swan, Bold, Thunder Games, Slice. You're going to have an opportunity to invest real equity for low minimums of $100 or $200. And you can build a portfolio, the pleb portfolio, and learn about angel investing. And we're going to do good things. And I'm super excited. We just are launching it this week.
So this goes live after the announcement, even though you haven't made the announcement yet. What do people need to do if they're interested in learning more and getting started with Thunder Funder?
So we're live now, thunderfunder.com. You can sign up. It's totally free. We're giving away stuff. Come to booth 728. And we're live now. We don't have a deals on the platform yet, but likely LN Bits will be our first deal. If anyone's building with Bitcoin, you know LN Bits, and that'll be in about 3 weeks. And then we will start moving, and there will be active deals on the platform. But we're live for signups, thunderfunder.com.
All right, so slightly separate topic. You know Slice, you love Slice, you're an investor in Slice already. Would love to hear your thoughts on Slice, and just shout out to Slice Nation right here.
Shout out Slice Nation, does the best job, the whole Discord gang. Slice is, I don't want to say my favorite, but my favorite portfolio company, okay? Out of all of our Lightning Ventures companies, I love Slice, okay? It's an extremely sticky product. Once you turn on Slice, why would you ever turn it off? I just love looking at it. It's like, I've got $8 in my Slice thing, right? I'm seeing ads, only whitelisted ads from Slice, right? Works alongside your ad blocker already. I love Slice. I'm so bullish on it. I think it's absolutely amazing. They've got a lot of secret stuff coming with AI and search, and I'm probably not going to get in big trouble with Dorina if I talk about it, so I don't want to. Actually, she probably doesn't even tell me the real secrets, but I'm super excited about Slice, and it's going to be fantastic, and I can guarantee you, no guarantees, but I can guarantee you that Slice will be on Thunder Funder the moment we can. That is coming for sure.
All right, I'm here with Eric from Velus Commerce. You've heard of Velus Commerce on the podcast. He provides Bitcoin Lightning integrations for websites, apps, and various businesses. Eric, how has the conference been so far? We have your booth right here. How the conversation's been? What's been your experience over the last 3 days?
It's been excellent. So I've never worked a booth at a conference before. And yeah, we're really excited and proud to be here. We're at the Makerspace. So we're surrounded by some of the coolest projects in Bitcoin and Lightning. And just really honored to be here. We've been having lots of talks with businesses that are interested in building with Bitcoin. So it's an exciting time, no doubt.
So are there particular types of businesses coming through? Are they mainly like Bitcoin businesses? Or would you say it's just business owners who are trying to figure out, how do I take that next step with Bitcoin and Lightning?
No, I'm definitely getting both types. Like I just waiting for a coffee at the robot. I don't know if y'all see the coffee robot, but it's worth a look. Waiting for a coffee at the coffee robot. I was talking to a real estate investor who's looking to reward tenants for on-time payments with Bitcoin. So there's that. I'm just talking to custom mining software, which is exactly the opposite, heavy into Bitcoin. So everywhere from like real estate to Bitcoin mining, it seems to be all over the shop.
That's awesome. One other question I've been asking is, what is the most like unexpected or interesting takeaway that you've had from this experience, from a conversation, whatever else it might be across these last few days?
I think that, it's kind of fun, right? So I've been coming to these for a long time, and this conference is the first one where I've seen like universally you're able to pay with Bitcoin. Like just everywhere. You can go and buy a sandwich, and even though it's like a 100% regular sandwich shop, go pay in Bitcoin. It's lightning fast, it's secure, it's like instant settlement. It's just been amazing. Like, it's really cool.
And last thing, plug for Velus Commerce for anyone listening who's not yet heard of you guys.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, Josh. So, we are a Bitcoin and Lightning Network focused software development company. We do custom mobile applications, websites, and then custom software too. Anything that's looking to build with or use Bitcoin, whether it's a website, mobile app, anything, that's what we do.
We're with Scott Sibley from Chamery. You may have heard him before. He's not been on the podcast yet, but there's been some other content we've produced in the past that he's shared on. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about Chamery for people who don't know, as well as how it's been. We've been waiting for a while to actually talk with you because people keep on buying stuff. But how's it been for you so far?
It's been awesome. Conference has been great. So a little about Chamery. Started by my wife and I in 2019, which sounds crazy. Originally, it was actually just our card game. So it goes by the name of Chamery. We created it because at the time we were pregnant with our first child, recognized there really wasn't stuff out in the space for children. So we figured, why not make it ourselves? So we've grown from a single card game to three different books, apparel, stuffies, baby teethers. So our mission really is to spread Bitcoin education to families in a fun, low stakes, engaging way.
So a little bit different question that I've been asking some other people. Your family has been here. Yeah. Right now you're just manning the booth by yourself, but your daughter was creating keychains and selling them. We bought one of those for her. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like kind of starting a business, growing a business, and bringing your kids along for the ride?
Amazing, hard, exhilarating, all the above, rewarding. So yeah, our daughter is 5 and 6 months, so there's a baby here usually as well. And for the older daughter, last year when she was 3 was the first time we brought her to a conference, and we didn't know what to expect, but she's always more mature for her age. And like you said, I got one on. So she makes bracelets, keychains, necklaces, that sort of thing. And it gives her that experience that she sees us doing every day. She helps us pack the shipments when they go out. She likes going to the post office, dropping things off. So she's able to experience everything. She thinks she's part of the team. It's that side of things that you're not going to get in a traditional school environment, and just learning how to be told no. Like when people say no, I don't want to buy something from her, that's just as important as being told yes. Like she's learning that rejection, but also the positivity of being told yes. So it's awesome doing it as a family.
Yeah, it's super hard to say no to your daughter. So we have some books right here. You've already showed the game. Can you just kind of run through a little bit about the books and what people can expect, and also where they can go if they want to buy them online?
Yep, exactly. So our first book was Goodnight Bitcoin. You're probably familiar with Goodnight Moon, so that's where it all started. Secondly, we had If You Give a Monster a Bitcoin. So once again, like If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. And so these two books, board books, more for that infant toddler audience. And then last month, we came out with our third book, which is Satoshi Nakamoto and His Bitcoin Invention. This is actually the first book that we didn't write ourselves. So it was authored by Tomer Sterlite, who is well known in the Bitcoin space. And so he had written it a few years ago and approached us to publish it. Everything we do is using our characters here. So there's about 14 monsters, this being Satoshi. And so being able to spread those characters throughout everything we do is our exciting part. And our website is just chamery.com.
And one final thing, what is something that you've experienced over these last few days that was surprising, beneficial, unexpected, but you're taking away that you didn't come here expecting to leave with?
Oh, good question. For us, surviving with a six-month-old, we had no idea what to expect. We knew Charlotte would handle it, but bringing a baby into this environment, coupled with a five-year-old, coupled with everything it takes to haul all this inventory from San Diego to Nashville, we go home tired every night. But, you know, the Bitcoin community is so welcoming, as you know, friendly. Everybody helps support each other. So coming into it, it's just been awesome.
Well, friends, thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or any of the guests you heard from today, you can find those links down in the show notes. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well. So it's been a minute since we've done this, but I wanted to take some time at the end of the show to thank those who have been supporting the show on Fountain, really in the last couple of months. It's been a crazy summer for me, but now things are starting to get back to normal, and I want to get back in the habit of thanking those who have been supporting the show. So thank you to No Waste BTC Signs, Tyler BTC, and Bowtied Groundhog for streaming sats to the show, as well as the many of you who have sent boosts, including Junior Duke 44, who sent 250 sats about the Sandy Waves episode and said, "Wow, thanks for the episode. I'll make sure to take note of the website. El Salvador is making moves." Noster Nerds also sent 200 sats for the Door Korngold e-bike episode and sent a thumbs up emoji. Wartime sent about 1,300 sats for two different episodes, including the Ryan Wilson episode on peer-to-peer healthcare, and said, "Good show." MCOT3D sent 285 sats about the same episode and said, "Cheers." EU BTC Maxi sent 100 sats for the Tristan Beach episode about Lightning Escrow, which was, I think, almost a year ago at this point in time. And finally, user 7062438 9 sent a massive 50,000 sat boost about the George Manilov episode on the Botev Plovdiv soccer team. And he said, "Thanks for the interesting guest." Once again, thanks to all of you who have been supporting on Fountain. And if you're still listening and this is something that would be interesting to you, feel free to open up the Fountain app, find this podcast, and either stream sats to the show as you listen or send a boost. And if you include a message with that boost, I'll be sure to read it on the show.